You're live.
Right. Good evening. I'd like to call to order the Taney County Planning Commission public hearing and regular meeting Monday, July 12th, 2021, and it is 6 p.m. First order would be establish of a quorum. Scott?
Kay Day Stewart.
Present.
Tom Holman.
Here.
Randy Hayes. Roger Haynes. Doug Fabian.
Here.
Randy Fogel.
Here.
Howard Kitchen.
Here.
George Kramer.
Is here.
And Devin Huff.
Here.
You do have a quorum.
All right. Thanks, Scott. Would you please give an explanation of meeting procedures?
Yes, I'd like to welcome everyone to the July 12th, 2021 Taney County Planning Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County zoning regulations and are held for each zoning and conditional use application which is filed with the Planning Commission staff. At this time, I would like to enter the Taney County zoning regulations and zoning maps into evidence as Exhibit A. Staff report for each case is Exhibit B. Staff file including all pertinent information for each case is Exhibit C for the cases to be heard at the public hearing this evening. The staff report for each case will be read, followed with any questions the Planning Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, please complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Present the completed sign-up sheet to Presley, then give your name to the Planning Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. The public hearing for each case shall be closed upon the conclusion of public comment, and the Planning Commission will consider the application for a vote, and you may leave after your case has been heard.
Thank you, Scott. First item is review and action of the June 14, 2021 Planning Commission meeting minutes. Any additions or corrections to the minutes? Hearing none, would anyone entertain a motion to approve?
I would move to approve the minutes as presented.
Have a motion to approve.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Minutes stand approved. We'll move on to public hearing and final vote. Item one is rezoning 333 Corporate Place from O Office District to R3 Multifamily Residential District.
So case number RZ21003 is a rezoning request made by Greg Richard and represented by Scott DeCloud. They're seeking Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve the rezoning request of parcel number 08-5.0-16-000-000-025.000 owned by William Wilson, located at 333 Corporate Place, Branson. The existing property is zoned as O, Office District. The rezoning request is for R3, Multifamily Residential District. Per the Taney County's assessor's information, the property is approximately 2.9 acres in size with no structures on the property. Property would be served by the Taney County Public Water Number 3 for water and City of Branson for central sewer. Parcels to the west, east, and south are zoned O for office districts. The parcels to the north are zoned R1, single-family residential district. So our subject property is the one highlighted on Beacon, Bee Creek Road. This is where Church and Bee Creek meet. I think I've zoomed out maybe a little. I'll go to Beacon. Here's your zoning districts. This is the O in the green, C2 in the dark green. This is R3, R1. This location up here is where Reinhardt takes off. Does everybody know where we are along Bee Creek? Just a few photos of the parcel. And then just a draft drawing that was presented. The parcel actually includes this parcel here. And then these. And with that, I would turn it over to the representative for.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Your name?
My name's Scott DeCloud.
Thank you.
We want to rezone that to R3 because we want to put affordable housing and duplexes and or triplexes in that area.
On your drawing, you don't have anything planned for the property on this north and the west property that's out there?
No. There is, I think, missing on that drawing. Yes.
Will you subdivide that later?
I'm not sure what we're going to do with it later. I think it'll probably be either duplexes or triplexes.
Planning on using all these for rentals?
No.
All be
sold, yes.
Pretty straightforward request. Any other questions for the applicant? Do we have anyone in the audience that has signed up to speak on behalf of this application, for the application?
Did you say for the application?
Four. Right now is four. Are you for the application or opposed for the application? Hold on one sec. We'll get there. Just want to be sure in favor. Okay. Anyone signed up that would like to speak that's opposed to the application? Why don't you go ahead and have a seat, sir, and we'll let them come up. Come on up, sir.
Okay. My name is Richard Burkhalter. I live at 1781 Bee Creek Road. We are the parcel in the upper right corner there that is zoned R1. And we are essentially, yes, that one right there. Directly to the south of our property is an easement for a roadway. And there's been no other indication that there's going to be any other road access into that property other than the one that's in front of our house. And we're extremely concerned about the amount of traffic that we can see with a multifamily zoning there. Because the Bee Creek Road is already a very busy road. In fact, we've been informed that the Bee Creek is second only in to traffic density to Fall Creek Road. And also, almost to the southeast is also the entrance into Timber Lake, Timber Ridge Estates. So there's a slight offset there between the two roads. So what's happening is that with the estates, Timber Ridge Estates to the east, their traffic comes up to Bee Creek Road. Then the residences that would be to the west side of Bee Creek Road would come out the same. And right there, that I can tell you right now, that's a very hazardous situation. There's a lot of traffic on that road. And unfortunately, they don't really observe the 35-mile-an-hour speed limit too well on that road. The school bus also stops at that juncture of the entrance into Timber Ridge, and it causes, obviously, some backing, but it also then just contributes to the congestion. Additional traffic, on in our opinion, would be hazardous to the children as they board the school buses when they stop there. We feel that three acres of multifamily dwellings would be way too much density, in there to for the traffic situation. We're concerned, although we have not been able to ascertain the effect on our property value by going multifamily dwellings adjacent to ours, but we've spent a lot of time, a lot of money in our house to fix it up and have it, you know, like we want it. And we'd hate to see it depreciated by additional multifamily dwellings in there. If you're going to rezone that to residential, we would prefer to see it rezoned to R1. We feel that R1 would be a reasonable compromise because it would reduce the amount of traffic that's going to be on Bee Creek Road. To our knowledge, we don't know that there's been permission to connect to Corporate Place. That's essentially a drive that goes around the Corporate Place building, the office building over there to the west. So there would have to be arrangements made to attach to that. That we also believe is a dangerous situation because when you come out of Corporate Place, you're at the top of a hill. It drops off on both sides. And believe me, it's very difficult to see the traffic coming and going on those, at that corner. Sundays, the church is let out and, they have the traffic, but fortunately it's Sunday traffic and it's not as heavy as it is during the week. We believe also to the south, it would be very difficult to connect it directly to Church Road because of the terrain. You saw in the photographs that were sent to you this level ground, which has just recently been leveled, but it drops off rather substantially into the culvert, into the low area directly to the south of the property in question, as well as the routing of Church Road. So it would be very difficult to put a road down through there. It looked to me as if the plot plan that was proposed and shown briefly earlier showed that the residential areas would extend all the way up to the setback off of Church Road, therefore making access onto Church Road a near impossibility. So that is our concerns for this development. We're fine with R1, but feel like R3 is way overboard for the situation there.
All right. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Anyone else sign up to speak? Seeing none, you want to come back up? Any way to address the concerns on traffic or ingress, egress at this time?
Well, I don't have any information on the traffic. But all the houses along, you can see those are all single-family houses right there and on Church Street. And we're looking at either two duplexes or two triplexes in that bigger area that doesn't have anything drawn on it.
Yeah, so how
wide
is that easement across there? Can you?
Right there? I don't know.
It's on the plat. I just can't read it. 33. So that's not enough. That's wide enough if it's only 33 feet.
What I see is 40, Doug, on the front. 40 feet wide out on Bee Creek.
Yeah.
It's 33 to the other lot line, and then there's another 7 or 6 point something.
Yeah.
33.63 and then 6.36, but 40 foot.
40 foot, okay. That's still not wide enough. Our street camera.
So was the game plan to use that as easement as ingress to the project?
Yes. Where the houses are on Bee Creek, we're actually going to have planned on having a driveway in between two houses and then a driveway in between two houses.